Вы услышите интервью с организатором программы обмена. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Every year, a lot of students from different countries take part in exchange programs. They want to learn more about other countries and improve their foreign language skills. Many regions in Russia run exchange programs for students with their sister cities or partner schools in Great Britain and the USA. Our guest today is Mike Raylor, Senior Specialist of the FLEX program, which is run for secondary school students aged 15 to 16 to study in American high schools for an academic year. Hello, Mike. Can you explain to us the goals of this exchange program?
Well, I am in charge of exchange programs in this part of Russia. Our programs have very distinctive goals. The first very important goal is for Russians to learn the truth about America, what America is beyond what they see on the television and in films. The second, even more important goal is for Americans to learn about Russians, to learn what real Russians are beyond the stereotypes. So, the programs are mostly about breaking the stereotypes and preparing new generations of young Russians and Americans to live in the future world. I see it as a way of building a new bridge between the two countries.
Do you have many applicants? What do students need to win in the selection process?
We have a great many applicants for each vacancy. Of course, in order to study in the United States, some knowledge of English is required, so we're looking for good students of English. But that's not the only criterion. There are several important criteria: the ability to speak English, ability to adapt to a very different way of life, and the ability to make friends easily and to represent your country. I would say you need to be flexible, outgoing, and you need to have a good sense of humor.
Do you think that such exchange programs are successful?
If we take the starting point of the Russian-American exchange programs, I must admit there was very little exchange between our two countries during the Soviet period. During the Soviet period, a very limited number of Americans came to Russia, mostly to Moscow and St. Petersburg, but almost no Russians were able to get to the States. These days, it's the opposite situation. Many more Russians go to America to study or under the professional exchange programs. The programs are very successful. The desire to know more about the states is an important reason why students decide to participate in the program. And in fact, they do learn a lot about America and bring this knowledge back with them to Russia in order to build a better future for their own country. We'd like to think that they are taking all the good things they learn in the states and trying to apply them to life here in Russia.
Isn't it difficult for students to adapt to life in the USA?
Well, of course there are problems. We often say that students going to America feel like they're on a different planet. Everything is so different. The way Americans eat, sleep, work, and all the various leisure activities are so different. So, there are some problems of adaptation, especially with those students living with host families. People living in a new family need to get used to one another. But I think the programs are tremendously positive for both countries. Americans get to see the real Russia. In the Soviet period, I think they had no idea what the real Russia and real Russians were like. And the Russian children learn about the real America, both the good and the bad, and they apply that knowledge when they return to Russia.
Thank you very much, Mike.